You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. The Sons of Soul Revivers is a San Francisco-based quartet whose members come from a family of gospel singers, and their songs are grounded in the gospel tradition. But their taste isn't exclusively tied to religious music. They take inspiration from everyone from the True Tones to the Jackson Five. They say their style is right between old-timey and contemporary, but they keep their message simple. Their identity is with the church. The Morgan brothers, James, Walter, and Dwayne, came into KALW studios to talk about carrying their simple message through song.
It's a needed time. It's a needed time. Oh, yes, it is. It's a needed time.
Well, the Sons of the Soul Revivers, our mission is to help bring the gospel to a dying world. And in the gospel, you must hear a preacher to be saved, but hearing a gospel song will help direct you in that path and put something on your mind. The Soul Revivers were formed by my father, Deacon Walter Morgan Sr., along with different members that came from another group called the True Tones, and that was back in the 50s. And as time went, being that we would go to a lot of programs and watch our father sing, and we were always kind of musically inclined. So in 1970, I myself and a couple of cousins, we decided we wanted to sing. And we decided to form a group. We couldn't come up with a name right away. So my other cousin said, well, since we're the Sons, let's call ourselves the Sons of the Soul Revivers, which at the time made no sense. But it was something to get started with. We stuck with it. Made something of it.
I am a pilgrim. Oh, hey, a stranger.
Being that we come from a Christian-based family, we were always at church, you know, singing in choirs and everything. And my father being a quartet, you know, gospel quartet singer himself. And my mother also was a songstress with a group back in the day. So once you're around something and it kind of, you'll catch on to it. My idol as a child, as a guitar player, was Mr. Tito Jackson. I loved the way he played. And sometimes, you know, I can use a lick that might come from that era, you know, but I'll use it and twist it into a gospel tune.
Yeah.
The song Shook that Dwayne wrote, if you listen to this one part, they infuse the lick from the Isley Brothers' It's Your Thing. I don't have no doubt in my mind that being musically inclined and educating yourself with music will help you to become a better artist all the way around. But the main thing is we don't lose focus on the message. That's, I think, the most important part for me, being a member of the Sons of the Soul Revivers, is that we keep the message straight, forward, and simple. When you see us in concert, you're going to get the real deal. The excitement that I get right before they call our name. I mean, it's like a little nervousness, but as soon as they say the Sons of the Soul Revivers, oh, all that is gone. And what were the time limit? 30 minutes, 45, hour, whatever. We're going to give it to you, and it's going to be real.
What he done for me? Listen, I get joy when I think about it. I said, what he's done for me?
What does joy mean? It's an indescribable feeling.
To be able to talk to people, your neighbors, you know, to be able to walk outside and just to breathe the air.
It illustrates my personal feelings, my relationship with Christ.
The Bible said that the joy of the Lord is your strength. And for us as believers, that's what we believe in.
Where nothing that happens in your life will make you want to throw in the towel. People don't get it sometimes, you know, when you're unemployed. You know, you've been laid off your job. Your mortgage is due. You know, your children are hungry. And all these things are going against you. But for some reason, you still have hope. We're like any other family. You know, sometimes you look at a family and you just, you know, on the outside looking in, and you say, oh, what a perfect family. But on the inside, it's just chaos.
Here we go. As for me and my house.
However, though, at the end of the day, we learn how to compromise. I can truly say that I am happy, I am blessed, and I am privileged to be a small part of this group. And I've been in the group 44 years, and God willing, I'll be in the group 44 more years. I don't know. I just feel good about where we're going.
That was the San Francisco Gospel Quartet, the Sons of Soul Revivers. That piece was produced by KALW's Jackie Sajiko with help from Devin Strolovich. You can catch them at the Sonoma County Blues Festival. That's this Saturday in Rohnert Park. For more details, go to our website, kalw.org, and click Cross Currents.
Trials and pain, the church I realize.
And that's all for us today. Our team includes Andy Bosselman, Nina Gensler-Debs, Gabe Graben, Sonia Hudson, Raquel Maria Dillon, Lisa Morehouse, Stephen Short, Judy Silber, Andrew Stelzer, and Laura Wenis. Today's show was engineered by James Rollins. The line producer was Hannah Kingsley Ma. Our managing editor is Jen Chien. Our news director is Ben Trefney. Our opening theme music is by the John Santos Quintet.